and crafts, and national food of the Czech, Polish, and Hungarian communities within Multnomah County. Again, the Visegrad Group PDX Festival will take place at the Polish Hall, 3832 North Interstate Avenue, on Saturday, November 9th, from 1 to 7 p.m. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, November 4th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. Well, here we go. It's Monday for foreign election in some places. John Ludlow and State Representative Dennis Richardson, Republicans all, and Central Point, Republican pretty much all, have several things in common. The Tea Party, of course, and again, another no-brainer. Alec is buried deep in the blue state of Oregon. You don't have to scratch much surface on any one of the Republican candidates to find that that's where the money is coming from, and there's a tremendous amount of money. And we have more tales of the Banfield, a truck pulling a trailer with over 4,000 gallons of tetramethylammonium hydroxide had an incident. So whatever you might think about tetramethylammonium hydroxide, think about this. Imagine trucks and trains, for that matter, hauling coal or natural gas or liquefied natural gas or oil up and down the I-84 right next to the Columbia River through the middle of a scenic area. The risk is so extreme. If you think about game theory, the potential for an accident is not potential, it's an inevitability. And in far, far away, Mohamed Morsi goes on trial looking dapper in a suit, he imagines, instead of the far trendier jumpsuit that most other defendants are clad in. And a name to remember for this season, electoral season, and on into the future, is Kashama Sawant. She is a socialist alternative party candidate for city council in Seattle. And despite being far outspent by her opponents in August's three-way primary, Sawant grabbed 35% of the vote, leaving city council member Richard Conklin at less than 48%. That's astonishing in Seattle in these times. Okay, let me get the name again. Kashama Sawant. And she's somebody definitely worth following her political star. Before we get into the rest of the news for today, and of course, the issue of drone strikes is so enormous. Drone crashes in Gaza, Israeli-built drone crashes in Gaza. Israel is a manufacturing site of drones, drone technology in general, wouldn't you know it, of course. In Pakistan, people are not very happy at all about on the eve of talks with the Taliban, and finally a ray of light in this almost intractable situation there. And these are false borders too. The border between Pakistan, even Pakistan, the name of the country, is cobbled together from three different tribes who customarily live in that region. Afghanistan is an ancient, ancient civilization that has never been conquered by any empire, and it won't be conquered this time either. Taliban entrenched in the region, possibility for talks on the horizon, very close, coming closer every day. And then what happens? Bam! American drone strike. That's our idea of diplomacy. The world is in serious trouble. And alas, that is American diplomacy at its finest. First, this weather from around Cascadia. Well, it looks like we've got occasional rain today. Highs around, this is not for day, too. Highs around 48. Not much in the way of a breeze. Plenty in the way of rain, however. Tonight, more rain, lows around 46. And for tomorrow, rain mainly in the mornings and then a high around 54. For tomorrow, Tuesday night, slight chance of showers, drying up a bit then, with a low around 45. And not much wind. Just, to usher in the post-daylight saving time in the long evenings, we have the cold and rather damp interior world of the seasons. The alternative outlook, we've got a new flower moon in Libra. The moon is one day old. Synodic people offer this. Leafy vegetables, try grains, try fava beans. Why not, if you're going to do a cover crop at all, even in a small garden, you need a cover crop. Do one that produces food. Fava beans, try that. It's a good time to pick vegetables. You're going to store them. Biodynamicists point out noon in Libra, it's an air sign, flowering plants, and fruits harvested now will store for longer. So ideal is moon in Libra, a good time to sow green manure or cover crops. And that's it for both the alternative and the conventional forecast. And now we get right into it. We're going to be speaking today about the matter that is the most spectacularly managed to stay beneath the radar and out of people's minds, and that, of course, is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Whatever else you think about it, it's important to notice that this is unlike any other trade agreement the world has ever known. It has been described as NAFTA on steroids. Well, it's far, far worse than that. And the implications for all of us are profound, to say the very least. Do want to get into to a bit of local politics, because we have Alec, of course, here in Oregon. But just to begin to introduce this our guest for today, who's a member of the Communication Workers of America's Union for People in the Media, and he knows indeed whereof he speaks. So we will be speaking with Shane Larson as soon as we're able to. He is, in fact, his formal title is the Legislative Director, Communications Workers of America. A little bit of background. Here's what the Trans-Pacific Partnership is going to actually look like. Are you braced for this? Incentives for corporations to offshore investment and jobs. TPP is going to include an expansion of corporate rights that will make it safer to invest offshore and will relax service sector rules in order to guarantee access to multinational corporations for cross-border services. There will be penalties for countries that seek to provide preferences for domestic service jobs. The DPP will allow corporations to challenge democratically adopted laws and also do for the service industry, not known for being a way to climb to the top. Nonetheless, even that will be outsourced if they possibly can. Also, offshore job havens can join the Trans-Pacific Partnership at any time. The TPP threat to service sector, that would be mainly sort of call center jobs. Offshoring is not necessarily the other 11 countries currently in the TPP negotiations. There is actually more than that. It reaches far beyond some of the points that I've just brought up. It will certainly change the internet and transform that into something that we are only familiar with in science fiction, and thus probably driving a great many users of the internet to the darknet that are rising up all around and just in the nick of time. Isn't a free market economy wonderful? It's always there when you need it, right? Okay, think darknets. And on that, as we wait for our guest Shane Lawson to emerge from the airwaves, we want to talk just a little bit about some of the issues around Cascadia. Well, first up, the follow the money department. The biggest financial contribution in Oregon's politics comes from one Andrew Miller. How did he get to be the biggest source of financing for Republicans? Well, for starters, he owns a lumber company. And back in July, he promised Republican hopeful State Representative Dennis Richardson of Central Point. Not many people are familiar, if not with the name, certainly with the rants, that he would have the funds that he needed to run a statewide gubernatorial race. Miller and his company have already contributed $25,000 to Richardson. And by this time, you know, don't blink or you'll miss it. Miller's willingness to cut big checks for candidates is not going to, they figure it's not going to have much of an impact on the federal races, more on the state types of contests. But I believe that might be an erroneous assessment, a bit optimistic, because there's a lot more to know about these guys and about their money. John Ludlow, who is made a name for himself in Clackamas County politics, and Dennis Richardson have a great deal in common, and not much of it's available as far as campaign materials. They're both rock-ribbed Tea Partiers. They consider land use planning the end of the American way, and they think the only budget that shouldn't be cut is their own. They would like to get rid of government pretty much entirely, except for the part of it that pays their salaries. They both have put them beneficiaries of seriously huge sums from Stimson Lumber Company's Andrew Miller, and the Koch brothers are in there too. The latter, of course, they pour money into anything that has even the slightest whiff of the American Legislative Exchange Council. In fact, they are the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. So we have ALEC firmly anchored in the state of Oregon. And though this is Republican politics, you can bet that this has a huge influence on all parties. This is yet another reason to consider Shauna Sawant, the socialist candidate of the city council in Seattle, who is drawing really good, solid numbers at this point. Maybe a symptom of how utterly fed up people are. And then, of course, as we mentioned in the headlines, a commercial truck pulling a trailer with over 4,000 gallons of this very, very seriously toxic chemical overturned on I-84. And if that should serve at least as a wake-up call. We're still waiting to see if we can get Shane Larson on the line to talk about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which, note well, that the TPP is going to affect all of this, every other topic that we have spoken of. We have the company in situ, just up the river in Bingham, Washington. In situ, of course, builds some of the surveillance drones, which are many of which are weaponized, and many of which are deployed in Afghanistan as part of, of course, America's sophisticated, elegant diplomatic efforts. But the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that is at the root of all of this. In fact, it's very likely that a great many of these companies and the products that they make would not be deployed right now and would not be seeing their strengths emerging and developing were it not for the prospect, just the prospect of this partnership. Don't even imagine it's like anything like a trade agreement. If you think you know all about NAFTA, take that and then add on to it every possible wish on the corporate list of what a new world order would really look like. Of course, Mohamed Morsi's on trial today in Egypt. And that's it for Air Cascadia for Monday, November 4th, 2013. Sam Parrish engineered the show today. Thanks so much, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Close Guantanamo, a public forum featuring the past president of Veterans for Peace, Elliot Adams.